Now KRWG News. It's 6:45. This is KC Counts, and it'll be up to a federal judge to sign off on a proposed order that would clear the way for a tree to be cut and displayed outside the U.S. Capitol building over the holidays. It's the result of an agreement reached yesterday between environmentalists and the U.S. Forest Service in a case centered on the threatened Mexican spotted owl. The plan allows personal Christmas tree cutting permits, prescribed fires with stipulations, and commercial firewood gathering in certain areas. It's unclear when the judge might issue a final ruling. A September order drew criticism for imposing a tree cutting ban that spanned 5 national forests in New Mexico and 1 in Arizona. The judge later narrowed the order to allow personal firewood permits, but other timber management activities remained sidelined. On the Tuesday Health Watch, it's estimated there will be nearly 269,000 new cases of invasive breast cancer by the end of this year. Dr. Kimberly Birdwell says it's not a disease most people care to think about until it happens to them. As a result, the breast surgeon says there are plenty of myths out there about breast cancer. She talked with KERA's Sam Baker.
You won't get breast cancer if you don't have a family history of it.
Absolutely inaccurate. Of the people who are diagnosed with breast cancer, up to 90% actually have no family history. And that sort of is the flip side of it. We've done a good job as a medical community getting the message out that if you have a strong family history, you need to be diligent and we need to watch you closely.
If you lead an otherwise healthy lifestyle, healthy weight, regular exercise, limited alcohol use, healthy diet, you don't have to worry about breast cancer.
That's not true. The number one and two risk factors of having breast cancer are being female, because men do acquire breast cancer, but it's most commonly diagnosed in women. Mm-hmm. And the second risk factor is getting older, which we all hope to do.
Can a person do anything to try and prevent breast cancer?
Certainly. We obviously break down risk factors into modifiable and non-modifiable. So the modifiable, meaning those things you can change, you kind of detailed really eloquently most of them, a healthy weight. So an elevated BMI elevates your production of estrogen. That's true of both men and women. Fat cells generate estrogen. That drives up your chance of breast cancer. Not partaking of tobacco products. Reducing your extra estrogen. So people who then take hormone supplementation or birth control pills or fertility treatments, if you can minimize that as appropriate in your particular life for the choices you need to make otherwise, and having a healthy activity level, and lastly, decreasing your alcohol consumption. So for women, that's about one alcoholic beverage a day on average. If you average 2 or 3, that elevates your risk of breast cancer.
You hit on one of the other myths, the one about men don't get breast cancer. Matthew Knowles, who is the father of Beyonce, countered that.
I could not be more pleased that he was willing to share that publicly. Men do get breast cancer. It almost always presents as a palpable mass or a lump in their breast. They overall have so much less breast tissue, they tend to detect it at an early stage.
Another myth, mastectomy is the only option.
Almost every patient, you know, with a handful of caveats, who walks into my office with a new breast cancer diagnosis, I say, here are your options: a lumpectomy followed by radiation, a mastectomy, or a mastectomy followed by reconstruction. And then we have to talk about which is right for you. And then a handful of times, maybe the tumor is so large, or there's some other factors, or they have a gene mutation too. Then we kind of would drive those people maybe to mastectomy. But in most patients, we can't avoid mastectomy.
Annual mammograms guarantee breast cancer will be found early.
Annual mammogram is a screening tool, and a screening tool is to find things before we're symptomatic. And that works great. And we know that most breast cancers develop slowly over a number of years. And so if you have a mammogram every year, you're likely to catch it early before it progresses. A small number of breast cancers are very aggressive and rapidly growing. Mm-hmm. And so we have women who are diligent about mammograms, and between, you know, their January 1 mammogram of 1 year and their January 1 mammogram of the second year, they feel a lump in their breast in June. They should seek treatment and not think, I just had a mammogram 6 months ago, because they could have a rapidly growing, rapidly developing breast cancer that we then need to work up and treat so that we can cure them.
After breast cancer treatment is completed, the cancer will never come back.
The answer is pretty much most cancers have a chance of what we call recurrence, and that is that exact cancer coming back in another place. So we believe that after surgery and other treatments that we have all of the cancer out. But in reality, some patients have floating free tumor cells that then over time can come back. Additionally, some breast cancer survivors can develop a second breast cancer, and that tends to be in people who do have some risk factor, either a gene mutation or a family history, or maybe they have some risk factor that they are not aware of. They just have a high propensity to grow breast cancers.
Any one thing you want to leave people with above all else?
It is an exceedingly hopeful time. We have made huge strides. The overall survival for breast cancer has increased amazingly, and the cure rate has increased amazingly in the last 20 to 30 years because of improved screening, improved technology, improved treatments. We do less surgery. We do less radiation. We give less chemotherapy now than we did 10 or 15 years ago, and patients do better. So I'm very hopeful that we'll continue to make breast cancer a very survivable disease.
Dr. Katrina Birdwell, thank you for being with me.
Thank you.
Get news anytime at krwg.org.